This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth in New Delhi today. Speaker of the Lok Sabha, Om Birla, will chair the conference. 61 speakers and presiding officers of 42 Commonwealth countries and 4 semi-autonomous parliaments will attend the conference. Elaborate discussions will be held on a wide range of contemporary parliamentary issues, including the role of speakers and presiding officers in maintaining strong democratic institutions. Other topics, including the use of artificial intelligence in parliamentary functioning, the impact of social media on members of parliament, and innovative strategies to enhance public understanding of parliament and citizen participation beyond voting, will also be discussed. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Punjab and Rajasthan beginning today. President Murmu will grace the 50th annual convocation ceremony of Guru Nanak Dev University in Amritsar today. Tomorrow, the President will grace the 21st convocation ceremony of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar National Institute of Technology in Jalandhar. On the same day, she'll grace the 1008 Kundya Hanuman Mahayagya organized by Ramanand Mission in Jaipur. The 78th Army Day Parade is set to take place in Jaipur this morning. The Army will showcase its discipline, strength and modern military capabilities before thousands of spectators on Mehel Road in Jagatpura, where the grand program will begin at around 10 a.m. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma and Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi will attend the parade. Final preparations have been completed and tight security arrangements are in place for the event. This year's celebration holds special significance as it's for the first time that the Army Day Parade is being held outside a traditional cantonment area, bringing India's military heritage and operational excellence directly to the people. Voting for 29 municipal corporations will be held in Maharashtra today. Polling for 2,869 seats spread across 893 wards will begin at 7:30 a.m. and conclude at 5:30 p.m. A total of 3.48 crore voters are eligible to decide the fate of 15,931 candidates, including 1,700 in Mumbai and 1,166 in Pune. Counting of votes will take place tomorrow. The United States has announced that it will pause immigrant visa processing from 75 countries, including Pakistan and Bangladesh. The U.S. State Department said that migrants from these countries take welfare from the American people at unacceptable rates, and they often become public charges on the United States upon arrival. The freeze will remain active until the U.S. can ensure that new immigrants will not extract wealth from the American people. The decision came after the U.S. President Donald Trump said that no country can afford to take in millions of people and pay for their education and health care. Mr. Trump further said that his administration will not make any payments to sanctuary cities from the first of next month.
Many of those people are murderers. They're people released from jails, prisons, mental institutions, insane asylums. They're people that are drug dealers. They're addicts. Additionally, starting February 1st, we're not making any payments to sanctuary cities or states having sanctuary cities because they do everything possible to protect criminals at the expense of American citizens, and it breeds fraud and crime and all of the other problems that come. So we're not making any payment to anybody that supports sanctuary cities.
The Delhi High Court has refused to halt the ongoing trial against RJD chief Lalu Prasad Yadav and his son Tejaswi Yadav in the IRCTC scam case. A bench of Justice Swarnakanta Sharma observed that while the trial would continue, the cross-examination of witnesses could be scheduled for the week after next, by which time the court is expected to decide on petitions filed by the father-son duo, challenging the framing of charges. In Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals registered a 7-wicket win over UP Warriors as Delhi Capitals chased a target of 155 runs in a dramatic way at the D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.